You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
That you know, everybody feels you're getting everything on your for your buck, for your dollar. Is going to go a long way on a cruise.
Okay, you're not telling me that you're not telling me that spring breakers are going on cruises, are you?
They do, but they have to be 20. But they do, but they have to be 21 or with adults.
Okay.
Yep. Because they really do question that when they, and your passports don't lie.
Yeah.
You know. They have the kids that are older who graduate college and they're having spring break graduation parties or whatever. But they got to be 21 or older, you know. But Hawaii, you know, that's a United States, country. So it's
right.
Like, okay, it's a long trip, but you can get there and have a good time.
Yeah, no, and like you said, the weather is the same all year long. It's not like you have to deal with rainy season or anything like that.
And Disney has a phenomenal resort over there.
It does? Really?
Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful.
Where is that?
I don't think a lot of people remember.
I don't know that.
They don't advertise it too much. It's not cheap.
Not
at all.
Nothing at Disney is cheap.
No. But it's a gorgeous resort if you are a Disney Club member and you're part of that organization and you go to all the Disneys. Yeah, it's great.
So which island is it located at?
Oahu.
Oh, okay. All right.
But it's away from the main, like, it's away from Waikiki.
Yeah.
It's on the outskirts of it. It's not that close.
Okay.
And then next week I have my seminar for Hawaii. So I'll have all the updates on what's going on.
Okay. All right. Well, looking forward to hearing that. Like I said, that was the one trip I took when I was in the middle of the trip, and I was not, quote unquote, blown away, you know. And what happened? But here's the caveat to that. I left, and I cannot, and all I can do is just wallow in the entire experience. So, it was so much different than any other vacation I've taken because, everything was like a postcard. It was really, really weird to. You know, usually you go and you tell, you know, you go to a place and you know it's been artificially created, right? You go to, I'm not going to slag Disney, but Disney goes through a tremendous effort to make that park the pristine level it is. And you appreciate that effort. Hawaii just blew you away that it was naturally just that way. It was really interesting. I never experienced anything like that before or since. So
it's a paradise.
It is. And
it
it's
is
exactly
a paradise.
It.
It's totally different. Every island has a different characteristic.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And certain islands, they really try to keep it all natural.
Yep.
They're trying to do the farm-to-table experience for all the restaurants.
Yep.
You do have ranches that are just like our cowboy ranches, but they're
I've
up on
there.
Top of the island.
Yeah, they're on top of the big island. Yep.
Yep.
Cool.
You got, you know, you can go to the ranches. You can stay there. They have bed breakfasts. They have lodges. Yep. There's certain parts of the islands you can't even travel because they're just not developed.
Yeah, and there is the one little, I guess, sad part of it is that a lot of the native people, who actually work at many of the resorts, they tend to live in the center of the island, so that you don't really go to those areas. They're not downtrodden, but
it's the United States. It's just like a country. It's another state here. I mean,
right.
It's even though everybody thinks it's an island and they are islands, it's the U.S.
Yep.
You know, and I know it's tough. I mean, they have a very high cost of living.
Yep.
And I think that's why they're doing the farm to table atmosphere and trying to be more eco-tourism and more into nature. And I think that's why they keep development low, and they have a lot of restrictions because they're trying to keep that. It could be overrun. Think
sure.
about it.
Sure.
If everybody wanted to get off the mainland and go to the island.
Yep.
And what do you do for a living?
I don't know. You got to figure that out before you get there, unless you're going to be
right,
a surfing
it's
instructor.
Nice to go visit, but it's really tough. Yeah, it's tough to find a job unless yeah. you're into tourism
sure.
or the government or
yep.
fishing,
right.
you know, any of the resorts. I mean, there are hundreds and hundreds of resorts every which way.
Yep.
I can't cool. tell you the list of, you know, you got to choose from.
All right. Well, we're out of
We're
out of time, Diane. Sorry.
Oh, no, already?
Yeah, I know. It goes by so fast. So tell people how they can get in touch with you.
They can call me at 908-238-9935. Mm-hmm. And anytime, you know, I'm here, I'll make an appointment, meet with everybody, go over all these things, and, you know, say, hey.
All right.
Make them memories of a lifetime, you know.
You got the beaches, you got the Disney, and we got what's going on in Hawaii. All those expertise
yeah.
with you, and you're going to give us some more info next week after your... After your
yeah, little... my meeting's on Thursday, so
okay.
I will
so 2 weeks.
After,
we'll get
yeah,
2 weeks.
Of weeks. Yeah.
All right, cool.
All right,
all right, enjoy
There's
the weather, Diane.
Stuff happening.
Thank
all right, you too.
Thank you so
Thanks.
Much. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Diane Lane from D&L Travel. Give her a call to get your travel experiences set up. You can hear all that expertise. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment.
At our Circle of Care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
Well, I want to thank Sheriff Joe. When we talk about borders, this is a man that believes in borders. Getting his endorsement means a lot to me.
Donald Trump thanking Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio and giving his endorsement. Arpaio made the announcement at a Trump rally in Marshalltown, Iowa. Arpaio called Trump a great patriot. The final Republican debate before the Iowa caucuses will not feature Donald Trump. The GOP frontrunner's campaign manager told reporters yesterday that Trump is...
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax's Explain Why feature helps you understand the math behind your refund. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released health guidelines this week to monitor new mothers who travel to areas where the Zika virus is thriving. Laura Cantinkin has more.
After thousands of newborns in Brazil were plagued with microcephaly, a physical and developmental delay that shrinks the head of an infant, U.S. officials are now to keep close watch over pregnant women who travel to those areas. New studies of the virus confirm that mothers can pass Zika during pregnancy. Mosquitoes carrying the virus are likely to appear in the U.S. in the summer, according to experts. There is yet to be a vaccine for the virus. Laura Cantikin, New York.
Two major airlines are allowing customers with tickets to areas affected by the Zika virus to cancel or postpone their trips. United Airlines says its policy includes travel to all areas mentioned in a Zika virus alert by the CDC. American Airlines is offering refunds to customers with tickets to Central America if they can prove they're unable to travel due to pregnancy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my office goes through ink like it's water.
Well, we have the ink you need, and with our 110% price match guarantee, Staples always has low prices.
So we could go through ink like water. We could bathe in the stuff.
That'd just be weird.
Staples, make more happen. Now get a $15 coupon when you spend $75 on ink, or $20 when you spend $200 on toner.
Offer valid on in-store purchases only, ends 1/30/16. Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Ends 3/26/16. See store or staples.com for details.
Getting cash from an ATM will soon be one of the many things you can do with your smartphone. JPMorgan Chase is upgrading its ATMs this year, and one of those upgrades will allow customers to use smartphones to withdraw money. A South Carolina toddler is capturing people's hearts with her goodnight prayer. Sutton Witt's mom and dad skip the bedtime ritual as they rush to get the two-year-old to bed on Sunday night. Caleb Witt explains to Fox News, Fox and Friends that he and his wife, Catherine, had a reason.
Well, we were trying to get her in bed a little early so we could watch the NFC Championship game. So we kind of rushed through the bedtime ritual, but she apparently didn't forget. She jumped right in there and filled in.
So the little girl began thanking God on her own. The two-minute prayer was caught on the baby monitor, and little Sutton thanked the Lord for her parents, her grandma, even Santa Claus. The video has been shared on Facebook nearly 20,000 times. Catherine Witt tells Fox News how she came to realize her daughter was praying.
It was during a commercial break, and we heard something upstairs, and I'm always paranoid about her being upstairs anyway. So I said, "What's that?" and turned on the baby monitor and realized she was praying. And so at that point is when I hit the record option, and it just unfolded.
And here is that precious little prayer.
Thank you, my daddy. Thank you, my mommy. Amen.
All of that while their parents were in the other room watching the ball game. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Amy Gallagher is with me from Raritan Valley Community College, the Planetarium over there. We're going to talk planetariums, astronomy, and it happens to be, Amy, Fall Astronomy Week.
It is. Astronomy Week is this week.
Yes, it is. So welcome to Good Morning Hunterdon, and looking forward to having a chat with you. Please introduce yourself.
Thanks, Chris. I'm Amy Gallagher. I'm the director of the planetarium at Raritan Valley Community College. And we've got a great planetarium that is a jewel to our communities, and more people should come and visit us.
Yes, they should. It's interesting. Many community colleges have a planetarium hanging around?
More than you might think.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
In New Jersey alone, we've got about five planetariums. Uh-huh. Major planetariums. We have one. Ocean County College has one. And Morris County College has a planetarium. And then Rowan University and the Newark Museum. Those are the major planetariums in our state.
I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're sitting here right around the corner. It's about, 15 minutes from me. So it's something that you can go over and do and for an evening. And if you're looking forward to seeing the planets, this is the place to do it. Amy, tell us about how does somebody get interested, how did you get interested in the science and astronomy, and so how did that work into eventually becoming a director at the planetarium?
I have always loved science, even from the time I was a little kid,
mm-hmm.
and I had a list of different scientific fields I wanted to go into, and my family and friends used to laugh because I wanted to study earthquakes and volcanoes and fish and you name it. I wanted to learn about it.
Right.
But things change, and I didn't quite pursue that in college academically, but I still loved it. So I started volunteering in science museums. I worked in a general science museum in Connecticut. I worked in an aquarium, and then I found out about a planetarium, and I just jumped right in. I said, I can learn this. I can learn anything.
Wow.
And I have been working in planetariums since, oh my goodness, well more than 20 years, let's put it that way.
Neat. So you're a testament to the fact that what you decide in childhood and teenage years might not necessarily be your passion and your vocation.
You can always change your path.
That's very cool. What did you study, by the way?
Just my curiosity. Undergraduate degrees are in English literature and writing with mm-hmm. minors in music and Spanish, and I have a master's in elementary education.
Well, I'm sure the elementary education helps tremendously.
Oh, that does.
in all the different visitors you have over there.
We've got about 20,000 school children that visit us every year.
Neat.
Primarily the younger grades.
Wow, that's very cool. Mm-hmm. So you did a lot of volunteering, and all of a sudden an opportunity showed up, and you grabbed it. Now, how did you wind up over at Raritan Valley?
I was working at the Hayden Planetarium in New York.
I'm very jealous right now.
It was quite exciting.
We were talking off air about how that was my childhood connection with planetariums. And when she said, oh, I worked there, I'm like, oh, God, okay.
Cool. I know, mine too. I remember laser shows over there.
Going over there every day working, that must have been very cool.
I used to dance. Well, not quite dance on the subway station, but you know,
neat.
Excited to go to work.
What type of roles did you have as you did these volunteer jobs for the various planetariums and working at the Hayden Planetarium that got you up to being eventually a director?
Early on, it was learning how to do a show for school groups.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first thing, just being introduced by the planetarium director to this small planetarium in Connecticut where I happened to be. And he said, this is how the star machine works. These are the stars. Here's a star chart. Go practice. And that's what I did. Eventually, I got a job at the Newark Museum in New Jersey at their planetarium. And I took a star lab, which is a portable planetarium. I took that around New Jersey, mm-hmm. teaching astronomy to kids in different schools, and went to the Hayden as an intern. So that was fantastic. My job was to learn everything that I could learn.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked doing shows, creating shows. That was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I've always loved that. Learned some marketing, writing teacher's guides.
There's the English.
Yep, absolutely.
It all comes back.
Yep, all the communication skills are there.
Very cool.
And while I was there, mm-hmm. I got involved with Raritan Valley because they were starting up a program called Project Astro, where mm-hmm. we connect astronomers, volunteer and professional astronomers, with classroom teachers. And I was part of the organizing group for that program. Mm-hmm. And I was a volunteer astronomer going into a third grade and fifth grade classrooms.
Neat.
And eventually I left the Hayden, had a couple children, and then moved over to Raritan Valley full time.
Now, I've heard Connecticut, Hayden, Newark. You're from around here? You grew up around here?
I grew up in Burke County.
Okay.
So I'm close by.
So you've stayed in the area, but you've eventually moved in this direction.
Yeah, right? Marriage took me down to Somerset County.
All right, good. very, very interesting background. Tell me a little bit about when you were planning the shows. At some point you have to move off of the stoic, this is a star, this is... Somehow you guys come up with a way to connect... To try and connect to the kids by coming up with some neat way of presenting it. How do you come up with that creative process?
There's a real talent for being able to do a live star talk, whether it's a 10-minute star ID or a 40-minute or longer star ID.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a lot of practice.
Yep.
Got to know your way around the sky. You've got to learn your constellation mythology.
Mm-hmm.
And talking with other people helps a lot. So when we're planning a show, there's a lot of discussion between myself and the other employees who are closely involved with planning.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about what we want to do, what we want to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, next week we've got the Hunterdon County 300th anniversary on Friday night we'll be doing a program for them. So, you know, what has gone on in Hunterdon County for the last 300 years?
There you go.
Astronomically, to what have we seen? Mm-hmm. Have there been some comets, some eclipses?
Very cool. So you're connecting the tricentennial to the planets.
Absolutely.
And we're a speck compared to that, but it'll be very interesting to see. We're going to take a quick break, Amy, and we'll be right back to talk about a little bit of history of the planetarium. You're talking to Amy Gallagher from the Director of Planetarium over at Raritan Valley Community College. We'll be right back on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up, you surely want to exhibit, something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm a CPA with the accounting firm of Bedard Corky & Company, and I joined the Chamber to interact with new Chamber members and expand our mutual needs for business networking and giving back to the Hunterdon business
community. Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterdonChamberRadio.com app today. Welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon and HunterdonChamber.com. I have Amy Gallagher here, Director of the Planetarium at Raritan Valley Community College, part of the first of a series of talks that we're having over the year, once a month, with Raritan Valley Community College staff and administration. Amy, in the last 10 minutes or so, gave us a background into her, how she got into working in the planetarium. So now we'll go to the other side, Amy. A little bit of history about the planetarium itself at Raritan Valley. It's been in existence for about how long?
We are celebrating our 25th anniversary the spring.
Congratulations.
Thanks. It's very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Vinsky was the first director, and he was director up until last November when he finally retired.
Okay.
And then I took over. Our planetarium has been a fixture of the college, bringing in up 35,000 people a year.
Mm-hmm.
We started out with a star projector in the center of the room, and actually a quite high-tech planetarium for the time.
Right.
Star projector, we had video projectors, slide projectors, special effects projectors. Anything you wanted to do, we could do that was capable at the time. In fact, the Hayden Planetarium had system number one from a company called Skyscan. We had system number two. We got installed immediately after they got some of their automation equipment. So whatever the Hayden could do, we could do.
All right. That's something to brag about.
It is. We've always been an awesome place.
Neat.
And then in 2008, we changed from being a optical mechanical projector in the center of the room to moving into the digital world. So we took out the projector in the center. We added six video projectors around the room. Each projector is connected to a computer. So we've got eight computers in the back of the planetarium that control the six video projectors, the sound, a master computer, and now anything you can put into a computer, we can put up on the dome overhead.
Neat.
So we've gone from four constellation outlines to all 88. We're making up our own. We've done a Harry Potter show where we changed all the constellations to be Harry Potter characters.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah.
I remember those big, clunky projectors that were in the middle of the room. You had to walk past them when you filed in.
Right.
So now it obviously makes that area a lot more open.
It does. We were able to add seats in the center Excellent. Of the room, which mm-hmm. is fantastic. The center seats used to be blocked by right. that big machine.
Yeah, yeah.
And now the center of the room is the best place to sit.
Mm-hmm. Now, how about capabilities in terms of putting together a show? Back when you had the mechanical projector, mm-hmm. how often were you able to put together a show there versus now doing it digitally?
Still about the same amount of time. Okay. We do have a small staff, so there's only a limited amount of production that we're capable of. So we tend to buy programs from other mm-hmm. planetariums and companies that have more ability to produce shows.
Okay.
'Cause now they're really high-tech automation, right. animation shows. So we'll buy them from other places.
So in terms of speed, we're not gaining, but in terms of capability, you're getting a lot more. Like you said, we're getting all 88 constellations now.
Right, and before yeah. we could only see the sky from here inside of our solar system, and now mm-hmm. we can fly out of the solar system,
yeah.
out of the galaxy. We do that on a regular basis, and boy, that's a lot of fun to fly to the edge of the universe.
It's amazing. We saw a small show as part of Leadership 100, and we just saw some of the capabilities, and it's just mind blowing. It's great to just sit, lean back, and just watch everything just evolve in front of you up there on that dome. It's very cool. What else has changed in your experience or Raritan Valley's history over there at the planetarium?
Well, recently we built an observatory.
I have seen this. I have not seen its capabilities yet, but I do see it sitting right there on the hill.
It is, right outside of our door.
Mm-hmm.
We've got an observatory with a 16-inch telescope, and it's open whenever we do public shows in the evening. So mm-hmm. now it would be on Saturday nights that we'll have it open when the skies are clear.
Mm-hmm.
We do have Astronomy Day this Saturday where we'll do shows and activities throughout the afternoon and evening. And weather permitting, the observatory will be open, but I hear from your weather report that the skies may be cloudy.
Saturday might not be a good one. We'll see.
We'll keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah, it's early. Well, Richard G. says he never talks about the weather past tomorrow because it's always going to change. But very cool. And I saw that it was built, and from what I was told, which blew my mind, it was like a prefab observatory that you guys bought and put up there.
Yes. We bought it, and the person who constructed it built it out at his place
uh-huh.
and then disassembled it piece by piece.
There you go.
Sent us the directions, and then our facility staff reconstructed it.
So if you want an observatory, give us a call. We'll teach you how to go and get one. Just
That's
place
right.
it in your backyard.
And Amazing. There are people who have observatories mm-hmm. in their backyards.
So I've never been inside this particular one, but so I go in. How many people is that particular area hold in that observatory?
There's only one door to go in and out, so right. it seems a little tighter than yeah. it might otherwise. I would say 6 to 10 people
okay.
comfortably.
And each one is what, circulating around and putting their eye next to the eyepiece?
Right, you would okay. look in the eyepiece to see.
So the individual who's setting that up is decided on what we're going to look at that particular evening?
Right. The telescope operator has a list of things or prepares a list of things to look at
mm-hmm.
and try to look at 3 to 5 different things over the course of an evening.
Okay.
And as the sky moves, sometimes you need to change what you're looking at because the western sky sort of gets blocked by buildings. So try right. to look at the eastern and southern sky in the evenings.
And the eastern sky is typically darker anyway, so you're getting the... And that's where the objects are coming from, right?
Right, they're rising yeah. in the eastern
They're rising
sky.
In the east, okay. And the other thing that I... Most of the time you are actually looking at the horizon because a lot of the objects are just coming up just barely in that area. A lot of them are not very high in the sky.
Well, we can look up higher more easily than we can look at
yeah.
the horizon. And the horizon has a lot of
atmosphere
refraction.
Sure.
So you try to stay away from that. But mm-hmm. one of our staff members was at the observatory on Saturday night and took a fabulous picture of the Ring Nebula, which is a planetary nebula. Mm-hmm. It looks like a gaseous circle.
Mm-hmm.
And he posted that on our Facebook page. So.
Ooh, I'll have to check that out. I'll have to check that out. The atmosphere distraction she was just talking about, refraction, is when you see the sun happens to be bigger or orange, or the moon happens to be orange at that particular area because you're looking through the atmosphere across our edge of our horizon instead of up high. So that's the reason we're getting that. And that's actually blocking our view of a lot of the objects in that area. Right?
It does make the objects appear to wiggle a lot.
Yeah.
So that makes it less interesting to look at them because they're moving all over the place.
Very cool. All right, we're going to come back and talk about the programs and services that Raritan Valley Community College offers today, right after the news and weather. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon on huntingchamberradio.com.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
Wow, what a great idea. Nobody has ever suggested that to me. Wow.
Whoever the next president turns out to be, they may have to select a new Supreme Court justice, and one Hillary Clinton supporter has a suggestion for the candidate. Clinton seemed blown away by the idea of having President Barack Obama become a Supreme Court justice. So far, none of the Supreme Court justices have stated they are looking to retire. Donald Trump is skipping the last Republican debate before the Iowa caucuses. The GOP frontrunner's campaign manager told reporters yesterday that Trump is definitely not participating in the debate, moderated by Megyn Kelly of Fox News. Trump says he's not a fan of Kelly and that she's not very good at her job. A man is dead and several others are in custody after anti-government protesters exchanged gunfire with law enforcement officers in eastern Oregon. Police were carrying out an arrest warrant for a number of people who'd been holed up at the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge for over 3 weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your doctor, I'm going to give it to you straight. You have a severe case of gustatory horripilation enuresis, and you need to choose between a cystoplastic voluntate treatment or orthostatic muscae surgery. I'll give you a second to think it over, but we'll need an answer right away. It's bad.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because TurboTax's Smart Look feature gives you on-screen assistance to help answer your questions so you're never on your own. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
The final Republican debate before the Iowa caucuses will not feature Donald Trump. His campaign manager Corey Lewandowski says that Fox anchor Megyn Kelly is obsessed with the GOP frontrunner.
She's done multiple shows on why he shouldn't even be involved in this race on television.
Lewandowski tells ABC's Good Morning America that Trump skipping the debate is about fairness. The decision came after Trump caught wind of a sarcastic press release from Fox knocking him for suggesting he'd skip the debate if he wasn't treated fairly by moderator Megyn Kelly. The two have feuded off and on since the very first Republican debate. Corey Lewandowski says that Trump is the best debater on the stage.
He's participated in 6 debates. He's won every single one by every poll. He's not afraid to debate anybody. He does more television and radio interviews than all the other candidates combined.
Mike Huckabee is reacting to all this, and he tells Fox News, Fox and Friends, he won't be missing the chance to talk to voters in Iowa tomorrow.
You know, it's his decision. I'm going to show up, and I'll be happy to take that empty podium that he's going to be vacating. I would love the opportunity.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Apple's Safari browser is crashing all over the world. People using iPhones, iPads, and Macs are finding that typing anything into Safari's search suggestion box appears to crash the app. Some users are telling online forums that disabling the search suggestions in the settings menu seems to be a temporary fix. Some developers online are saying the problem could be tied to a server outage. Coffee may not be as bad for the heart as people thought, but the FDA warns not to get carried away. Caffeine has long been believed to cause heart palpitations, but that might not be the case. A National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute study looked at coffee, tea, and chocolate and found no link to abnormal heartbeats. Regular coffee consumption has actually been linked to a decrease in type 2 diabetes and obesity. The FDA still recommends keeping it to no more than 5 cups a day. What's left of the month of January is recognized as Thyroid Awareness Month, and roughly half of adults over 40 have thyroid nodules. These lumps in the thyroid gland are common and usually not cause for alarm, but if you notice one, it's a good idea to have it checked out. Dr. Mary Veloukis Kellis with the Cleveland Clinic says there's a simple way to check your neck for nodules.
Tip your head back and look in the mirror, take a glass of water, swallow, and when you swallow, you typically the thyroid will move up and down.
Large nodules may make it difficult to swallow or breathe and may impact your voice, but can be removed surgically. She says if you see or feel something protruding from your neck, it's worth having it examined by your doctor. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
All right, we're listening to Good Morning, Hunter and HuntingChamberRadio.com. I have Amy Gallagher here, who is the director of the planetarium at Raritan Valley Community College. And so far we've talked about how Amy got involved in the planetarium biz. What actually do you call the industry of running a planetarium, Amy?
We are planetarians.
Planetarians, okay. Yes. And we also talked about how the planetarium came into its own at Raritan Valley, and surprise, surprise, it had and still has the capabilities of the Hayden Planetarium without the bus ride or the train ride or anything else to get in New York. It's right around the corner, and very easy to get to. You just have to drive over there. What occurred to me while I was just talking about the Hayden Planetarium, when I visited you guys, it must have been your predecessor was mentioning, you guys get a lot of stuff from them. They have a lot of artifacts and stuff sitting over there at the planetarium that they're sitting around doing nothing, and you have the access to them, or you borrow them?
We have borrowed a bunch of things.
Yeah.
On long-term loan. Long-term loan. It's become very long-term.
Yes, very long-term. Like you're the storage facility.
Kind of, yes.
some of them, pretty fascinating. It was a replica of the shuttle. There was a huge moon rock.
Right. Well, we've got a 1/15th model of the space shuttle, mm-hmm. and the Hubble telescope. So it's you can imagine the Hubble telescope fitting into that space shuttle.
Okay.
That's how the Hubble telescope.
Yeah, that's
got
right.
Up
how it
space.
Got up there, right?
We have a gravity well in our lobby, which is also from the Hayden Planetarium.
What is a gravity well?
A gravity well is where it's a table that's got a hole in the center of it, and the sides are dipped down. And sorry,
she's getting all excited. Okay.
And you put a coin or a ball on the table, and it rolls around, and the object falls into the center. So we talk about how the planets move around the sun using that.
Okay.
When you're close to the center.
I missed that the last time I went. Now I got something to go back to see.
That's right. And we also have meteorites on loan from the American Museum of Natural History.
Very cool. Very cool. So we have here, it's a short drive away, and you have all the capabilities of showing some phenomenal stuff. So tell me about some of the programs and services that the planetarium offers.
Sure. We have school groups that come Monday through Friday,
mm-hmm.
pretty much from October through August. No one really takes field trips in September, so that's our quiet month.
Okay.
But we do school groups, and we do summer camp groups mm-hmm. all during the week. And we do public shows on Saturday afternoons and evenings, once a month on Sundays, and some school holidays. So like Columbus Day, we'll have some school programs, mm-hmm. some public shows for
So if you're
kids.
Looking for something to do for you, with your kids, because they're home doing nothing, you can go over to the planetarium for the afternoon.
Yes. And we also do special programs like The Sky Above is a show for families with children who have autism or other developmental disabilities. We do that once a month.
Okay.
Where we keep the doors open during the program and the lights stay on a little bit and the music is not overly loud.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a more comfortable space, a judgment-free space for the visitors.
Interesting.
We also do meditation under the stars
mm-hmm.
about twice a month. And that's where we have a woman who comes in and does a guided meditation, and then we use our incredible video system and we fly out off the earth and out of the solar system, and these cool nebulous videos are on the dome doing mm-hmm. it. It's quite an experience.
Yeah, I imagine. Now that you have that space in the middle, is that being used for the meditation?
Well, yes. We've always had that front area in front of the seats
mm-hmm.
so you could stand there and talk to people.
Right.
But yes, during meditation, some people bring yoga mats and lay on
All
the floor.
All right. That sounds pretty cool. How far are kids' schools coming from? Where are your destinations?
Most of the schools that visit us are from Somerset and Hunterdon counties.
Uh-huh.
But schools travel up to an hour and a half to get to us. We've had groups down the shore, from Ocean County,
mm-hmm.
from Bergen County. So they're spending quite a bit of time on the bus.
Yeah.
But they'll usually spend about 3 hours with us.
Mm-hmm.
Often seeing two shows, doing a scavenger hunt in the exhibit area,
mm-hmm.
having lunch on campus.
Right. Very neat. Mm-hmm. Very neat. So now, if a school is interested in contacting you, what do they do? How do they arrange that particular school event?
All field trips are arranged with us over the phone,
mm-hmm.
and they can call the planetarium at 908-231-8805
mm-hmm.
and speak with pretty much anybody who answers the phone can help a teacher set up a school field trip.
Mm-hmm. And then how far in advance does something like that take for preparation?
The sooner they can call, the better.
Yeah.
Right now, the fall time is pretty wide open.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our times are wide open, but I've had teachers already calling for May. So starting in January, we'll be busy every day. So the sooner a teacher can call, the better.
Yeah. So and it's a first come, first serve, getting the particular calendar day that you're looking for.
Because we only have about 100 seats, so we can usually only accommodate one school at a time.
All right. Very interesting. All right. And then we have the public events. So you said we have them on holidays, and we have them on Saturdays, and then once a month on Sundays. Now, what does that entail? What do I experience in those public events?
We have two kinds of public shows. We mm-hmm. have our sky shows, which are astronomy programs. So we give you an introduction to the stars and constellations that you can see in tonight's sky.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that's the whole program, 40-minute guided tour of the night sky inside the planetarium.
Mm-hmm.
Other of our astronomy shows include a recorded portion, like Perfect Little Planet is a story about a space alien family who's looking for a vacation spot. And they fly through our solar system and visit everywhere and ultimately decide that Earth is the best place to have a vacation.
There you go. Perhaps Hawaii. I don't know.
Well, they do wind up by the water. I won't tell you what kind of body of water it is. You'll have to come see the show.
All right. So that's neat. And
and then we also have laser concerts. And laser concerts are where we play music
mm-hmm.
and lasers draw pictures on the dome overhead to go along with the music.
Now, is that separate from the other shows, or is that included with it?
Those are two different shows, so
okay.
a visitor could choose to see one or the other or both.
Mm-hmm.
So it's $7 if you see one program and $13 per person if you see two shows on the same day.
Okay. And where do I find out the latest about the shows that you're talking about?
Our schedule is on our website,
mm-hmm.
which is www.raritanval.edu/planetarium.
Okay. And I could just get it from, it's a one of the menu options, I think, probably on raritanval.edu, the main main
program. Right. Yeah. On the main page, we're listed under community programs.
Okay, so you got to dig a little bit, but it's there. I'm sure it'll if you do a quick search, it'll show up as well. But slash planetarium would be the other option. And now this observatory, and you alluded to it a little while ago, but on Saturday nights, and I actually was over there, coincidentally, I was in the parking lot in Raritan Valley, I probably shouldn't even announce it, watching the Balloon Festival, and I saw a lot of people coming over to the observatory. They were parking right next to me while I was watching the balloons. They were going to the observatory. So what is that event like, going to see the observatory?
The observatory is open. We don't charge for it. Mm-hmm. So we have it open when we do public shows in the evening. So right now that would be Saturdays. It's usually Friday nights during the summer. And the observatory, if the sky is clear, we open it up, and there's a telescope operator who tells you what you're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
So it may be a planet. It may be a star cluster. It may be a nebula. It depends on what's visible in the sky, because mm-hmm. that's always changing.
And this particular individual, the telescope operator, you told me a little while ago, he's got his little list, but and he's making that up that day or early on in the week?
Usually he plans it earlier in the day.
Knowing what's coming or what we can actually see for that particular day, right?
Right.
Yeah. Now, going over there, how long do we stay for that observatory opportunity? How long is that open for?
The observatory is open after dark,
mm-hmm.
and so it depends on when sunset is.
Yeah, well, it's getting earlier.
Getting earlier. And then we usually keep it open until about 9:30 or so.
Okay, so everybody can go to bed on a normal Saturday night.
Right.
Now, how do I decide whether you guys are going to actually do it or not? Is it, am I making my own judgment call, or is there some place that we could call to find out whether you're going to perform on that particular night or not?
Start by looking outside and see if the sky is clear.
Yep.
And then you can always give us a call at mm-hmm. our main number, which is 908-231-8805.
Mm-hmm.
And if you press 5 for the office, we'll be able to answer the phone and let you know what the status of the observatory is for that evening.
Okay. And about what time would be the best time to call that? Sometime... And I ask this because this is the same type of issue we get through with the concerts in the park on Thursdays in the summer. There might be a forecast of rain or maybe not rain, and everybody's sitting there trying to figure out what the right choice is. So the closer, I guess, it is to the dusk, the better, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
Depending on the weather. But our afternoon shows start at 3 o'clock, so we have staff there by 1 o'clock.
Okay. Very neat. Now, I asked you this off-air, but I'm going to confirm it with you on-air as well. When I was at Leadership Hunterdon and the observatory was, I think it was pretty much unveiled not too earlier before that.
I think so, right.
There was talk about it having the capability in the near future of being able to connect what we see in the telescope to the planetarium. That's still a work in progress, you were telling me. So
we are working on it, but much closer than we were even mm-hmm. a week ago.
Neat.
We've got a CCD camera, which is like a digital camera, and we can connect it to the telescope,
mm-hmm.
and we're able to kind of remotely control the computer that's in the observatory from the computer, one of the computers in the planetarium.
Right.
So we can have the CCD camera on a constant checking of what's in the sky,
mm-hmm.
and looks, maybe takes a picture every second or two.
That's fine.
And we can pipe that into the planetarium.
Yeah, and that's all you need, right? Because if you have that broadcasted up on the ceiling there, now you're talking about what you're seeing and waiting for whatever the next spectacular picture would be.
Right. It'll be a black and white image, but it'll be cool to say this is what's in the sky right now.
Yeah. Now, how do you see that unfolding? You haven't done it yet, but when that capability is finally solidified, what do you see happening, or how is that going to change some of the delivery of your planetarium offerings?
It can make it more real, I think, mm-hmm. to people, instead of us just pointing out in the planetarium's projected sky that we're looking at a particular nebula.
Yep.
We can say, okay, and Dave in the observatory is going to show us the Ring Nebula right now, and mm-hmm. we'll turn on another computer, another video projector, and we'll get that image up there right then.
Yeah, so you get the capability. I was joking with Amy a little while ago that I'm a geek with the Google Sky on my Android, so anytime I'm walking around in the dark sky and see something up there that I have a question about, I turn on the Google Sky. This is really a more live version of Google Sky.
It is.
Yeah.
We can also take pictures and save them. So one of the things we'll be doing is taking a picture of the sun over the course of maybe a week.
Neat.
And if there are sunspots, you'll see those sunspots moving across the face of the sun.
That is very cool.
So we'll be able to say, you know, this is a set of pictures we took this week mm-hmm. or last week or even a month ago, but hey, we took these pictures.
Yeah. And it brings a little more realism to it for both you and the people who are observing what you're offering.
Right.
Very neat. We're going to take another quick break, Amy. We'll be right back and talk about where astronomy is going right after this on Good Morning Hunter and HuntingChamber.com.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntingtonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Listening to Good Morning Hunterdon and HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Amy Gallagher from the director of Planetarium, a planetarian of Raritan Valley Community College, the director of the Planetarium. And we're talking about all the programs and services that they offer there. So we've talked about Amy, we've talked about the history of the Planetarium, we've talked about the programs and services. Let's talk astronomy and let's talk about planetariums in the future and your vision, Amy. Where is all this going? What excites you? What things do you see on a, I wouldn't say a day-to-day basis, but a periodic basis that gets you excited about still being part of the planetarium, still talking about astronomy?
I love sharing the sky with people.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always more people to share the sky with, so I think that's fantastic. Even if I introduce you to tonight's sky, well, the sky's going to change, so come back in a couple months, and I'll show you more stars, because the Earth is moving around the sun, so we're always seeing different things.
Yeah.
But there's always stuff happening out there, discoveries that are being made. Two spacecraft just got to Mars in the last couple weeks, one mm-hmm. from the United States and one from India.
Right.
So the one from the United States, MAVEN, is trying to learn about the history of Mars's atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And Mars has a very thin atmosphere. So why is that? We know there used to be a thicker atmosphere, so MAVEN's going to be studying why Mars has been losing its atmosphere over billions of years. We have rovers on Mars. We've got a spacecraft on its way to Pluto. New Horizons arrives out there in July of next year. So we're going to learn more about that that planet out there.
Neat.
So there's always something happening. In addition to things that you can't predict, like solar flares, you mm-hmm. don't know when they'll happen, or a comet coming into the inner solar system that will brighten our night sky or even brighten our day. Some comets have been very, very bright.
Yeah. Now, when you learn about an event, I always look for it because I love the meteor showers.
Mm-hmm.
When you learn about those types of events, how do you incorporate them into the planetarium?
We include them in our public shows.
Mm-hmm.
So all of our public shows have an live component to them, and we will share some piece of information in that
Neat.
In that live portion, as well as we also have a monthly newsletter that goes out via email.
Oh, okay.
So folks can sign up for our email list, and we send out notifications about our upcoming shows, special programs, and what's in the sky for the month.
All right. So you're getting a little taste of what you could expect, and it's like a parting gift.
That's right. Well, like there's a total lunar eclipse next week on October 8th, but it's at sunrise, so it'll be a little tough to catch.
Uh-huh.
But if you want to wake up at like 3 o'clock in the morning, you'll see the moon starting to disappear as the moon enters the Earth's shadow.
All right, so I don't have to look for this anymore. I could get it from you guys.
That's right.
All right, excellent. That's neat. What have you you've done this for a while. I'm not going to pin you down, but what do you walk away from as like the most memorable, spectacular, very cool moment?
I think one of the coolest moments has been standing outside with people observing a partial solar eclipse,
mm-hmm.
and just how cool that was.
Yeah.
And showing people a projected image of the sun and all of us standing around and looking at the fact that you couldn't see all of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look around you, you didn't really notice much of a difference in sunlight. But
right.
if you sort of really paid attention, the light had changed its quality.
Right.
And it was a bit polarized, and colors were a little bit more vibrant during mm-hmm. the maximum of the eclipse.
Now, you were standing out there with folks, this is a huge warning. We've been warned about this for years. When a solar eclipse, you got to have eye protection.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That's why we were looking at a projected image of the sun.
Excellent.
We weren't looking directly at the sun.
Neat. Very neat. What's your vision? You just took over this role as a director of planetarium. You've been an intern. You've worked in a number of planetariums. You've
right.
seen the history of it a little bit. You've seen what other places are doing. You're aware of the ones that are in New Jersey. I imagine you're staying here for a while. What do you have on tap? What's your goals? What's your vision?
I would love to expand our programming and share the sky with more people.
Mm-hmm.
We have a fantastic education program that we do for school kids, and just getting more people there to visit us, getting more general public. We have more kinds of shows that we can offer, like this meditation, more holiday shows. We've got Halloween shows. We've got Valentine's Day shows. We've got Christmas shows.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always something that's coming up. And
right.
sometimes you don't know what opportunities you have until it presents itself.
Sure.
But just continuing to let people know that we're here and available.
And that seems to be the crux of your challenge. There's a very fine planetarium around the corner from us, and yet we do the same things we do with everything else. They're around the corner, and so we always tell ourselves, I can go next time, and we just don't go today. Or Surprise, surprise, everybody's talking about the Hayden Planetarium, and lo and behold, you have almost the same capabilities sitting right here on your doorstep. So the challenge...
USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
He's trying to tell her, you got to stop messing with me in his way. You know, he's like, you're not going to make me look like a fool on the stage, and I'm just not going to entertain that.
Folks are weighing in on Donald Trump's skipping out on the Republican debate tomorrow night. It's mostly centered around his feud with Fox News moderator Megyn Kelly.
You got to talk to your enemy. If he doesn't talk to her, how's